This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Red Sox open the season on Thursday, and we will open the season on Thursday morning with Sam Kennedy, the president of the Boston Red Sox and the first front office report of this season. So we'll get to ask Sam about Garrett Crochet and all things Red Sox on Thursday's show at 9. It's finally here, baseball season, and we will begin with Sam Kennedy on Thursday. But back to Courtney in the news. And science has determined, when it comes to your health, the worst things that you can order when making a fast food run.
And I
know for some it's difficult to avoid the temptation, but at least these five things you should stay away from.
Can we guess?
Yes.
We could guess, yeah.
Before I do the top five, just so everybody is aware, you should have no more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium a day.
A day?
A day, and between 34 and 68 grams of fat, dependent on your weight.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Curtis, you want to guess?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, like old school Big Mac?
Nope.
No.
All right.
Doesn't even make the top five.
The Baconator.
So
from Wendy's.
It's the Big Bacon Classic Triple that made the list, not the Baconator.
Double waffle with cheese.
See, this is confusing how we're going to do it. Should I just do the top five?
Just do the top five.
Okay. Okay. Coming in at five, Burger King's Bacon King. It's the burger with six salty slices of bacon on top of two patties, American cheese, ketchup, and mayo, 71.3 grams of fat, 2,150 milligrams of sodium.
That sandwich rips. It's so good. It is so freaking good.
Okay, but that's your daily allotment of sodium in one burger, Sean.
Yes,
I know. I haven't had one in quite a long time, but it is so good.
Of course you have it.
And double the grams of fat.
Right? Yeah, correct.
Okay. Yeah. All right, what's next?
Number four, Wendy's Big Bacon Classic Triple. Three burger patties, applewood smoked bacon, American cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickles, onion, ketchup, and mayo, 86 grams of fat, 36 grams of saturated fat.
All right.
So not great.
What if you get it without the bun? Is that better?
I don't think so.
Okay. What if you get a Diet Coke?
Takes away from the experience, Greg.
Coming in at number three, and this is not good for Wiggy, Popeye's signature hot bone-in wings or Louisiana garlic bone-in wings.
Okay.
So the order comes with six wings. Mm-hmm. You'll be consuming 94 or 98 grams of fat, depending on the sauces that you have with it.
Oh, so it's the sauces that cause the damage here, not the actual chicken.
Right.
I would say both.
It's four. It's literally four grams of fat.
Also, it's only six wings, but it's 94 or 96 grams of fat.
They are good, though.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Just had some the other day, the sweet and spicy ones.
Wait, how are wings that much fat?
It's got to be the sauces that they put
in. And the batter. Number two, McDonald's Big Breakfast with Hotcakes.
Oh.
So the breakfast order has 158 carbs, 63 grams of fat, and a shocking 2,070 milligrams of sodium.
I love the hotcakes too.
No wonder why Greg
loved those.
No wonder why Greg loved when McDonald's did breakfast all day.
I know.
Yeah, I don't do the big breakfast, but the hotcakes.
First of all, I think this is well documented. I'm not a pancake person. I would always be a French toast or waffle person.
Okay. That's shocking.
Fair.
French toast.
Good take.
French toast is my go-to.
I'm with you on the French toast.
Great take.
Pancakes are never done right. Not never. But they have to be crispy, like cooked well, Or else the batter is like, oh, that's the best wet part.
Falls apart. Tell the people.
Delicious. Yeah.
IHOP does some actually good pancakes. But I with you. I'm French toast first.
What?
Yeah, IHOP does some good pancakes.
I got to tell you, the best pancakes around are at the Paramount and Southie. Those things slap.
Oh, really? Those are really good. And I will say Petula's also has very good pancakes. Number one, never would have guessed. Dairy Queen's Honey Barbecue Chicken Strip Basket.
Okay.
Six honey strips and fries has 3,570 milligrams of sodium and has 61 grams of fat, 186 carbs.
That's basically that? Pouring salt into your mouth.
Yeah, how is that possible when there's only six little chicken strips?
And fries.
And each one of them has 500 grams of sodium in it?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It is. That number is shocking.
I have a question for
you. Because isn't it just chicken tenders that you would get from anywhere, like chicken strips?
Well, that's what they're saying, that these ones in particular
but
are.
But what are they doing differently?
I'm not in the kitchen.
That's why I think this is cap.
Okay. It's not cap.
Well, what's the difference?
You can try to justify it any way you
want. But they're probably, they're not making them any different than they would make chicken strips from.
Well, of course it's different.
It's way different.
From Cane's?
Every place is different.
Great. Do you feel like Sully's doesn't put the salt on?
Right.
They give you packets. I like that because then you can personalize it. I feel like some places you go and it's just way too over seasoned.
But the chicken strips.
I have done very few things that are good for my health. One of which is getting rid of soda. I only drink the seltzer, which makes me fart a lot. But the other thing is I don't really add salt to, like, some people, as soon as you sit down to eat, they put the salt and the pepper all over it. I have never.
I don't do that.
You like your food bland.
I never get. Well, no. I feel like when it comes out, it's cooked fine. I don't like crave.
The kitchen puts salt on it.
I don't crave salt.
If it's if the food is not prepared right, then you need salt. So you hope that you go to a restaurant where you don't need it.
Right. Because if they're.
But
if
some
they're
people, Greg's saying some people, before they even take a bite, put on the salt.
Right. Automatic.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean,
that was always a fight with my mom and dad. Like, taste it, John.
But if you're doing it right, and like I think Curtis just said, if you're cooking right and you're adding all the salt, pepper, the spices you need to do, then you don't have to add that stuff. The only thing you really add a salt packet to that I would do is really just for the French fries, depending on, because some places don't put salt on their French fries. And so I like to put a little bit on mine.
I feel bad because on the Subaru of New England text line, there's 10 people who just ordered the big breakfast, and now they feel like they should throw it out.
Don't do it. Just eat it.
Just eat it up.
Just eat it. Live your life.
It is shocking. Live your life. The big breakfast is shocking, though, because I bet a lot of people get that.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. And the thing is if you want to do it once a week as your little treat, like, that's great. Yeah. But probably not every day.
Everything in moderation.
My question about the big breakfast, I've never understood it. Like, you're beginning your day, and you're having, like, don't you feel weighed down and gross?
Yeah.
Like if you're starting your day and you're having 3,000 calories in breakfast, like there's no way you're going to get that off.
I think when you look at the big breakfast, you think like maybe this is a healthier option. Like it's eggs, it's a patty, there's hash browns, and then there's a biscuit. So if you say then I'm not going to eat the biscuit, but doesn't it also come
with the hot cakes?
The hash browns, yeah.
No, the hotcakes.
Hotcakes are pancakes.
The pancakes.
Oh, well, I think you can add that on. But the big...
I thought you said the big breakfast was pancakes.
Yeah, I think the big breakfast comes with the pancakes, the eggs, the hash browns.
I never said pancakes.
You said hotcakes, which are pancakes. Hotcakes.
I'm literally looking at what I wrote. McDonald's big breakfast with hotcakes. Yeah,
hotcakes are the pancakes.
Well, that's an add-on, though.
You have got to... Is Santo listening?
Yeah.
You got to get off the
edibles.
I took it.
The seltzer, like
it was
not,
one time.
I know, but it is.
But boy, I didn't inhale.
Just, you are in another. You're on another planet today. Yeah.
Actually, I mean, technically, I guess you did inhale. You drank it.
My favorite.
I know that's
Courtney's
the joke.
Courtney's what I'm saying is.
How many did you? Was it just one seltzer?
Just one tall boy.
That was
the issue. I had a friend who was like, "Oh, you barely feel anything," and so I just downed it. And then we went to the movies on Friday night.
Do you
I was on
the movie.
It was called Black Bag. I fell asleep within 2 minutes. I was on another planet. Yeah. And the worst part was after the movie, we're leaving and the escalator going down stopped. So you have to walk down the escalator. And Santo's like, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's what got you the. It's like technically an edible drink, but you're guzzling it.
Yeah, but it's 2 days later and she can't function.
No, I can function. It
I told you I couldn't find an airport the next day?
I was trying to make the texters feel better about their big breakfast meal. If they didn't get the hotcakes, it's actually okay.
Right. But my favorite is Courtney's like, I have what I wrote right now. And, oh, I wrote hotcakes.
Yeah. No, I mean, I have long highness.
Yeah, it can.
It's only 5 milligrams.
Yeah, you're suffering from long stonedness.
Yeah, and that there was 10 grams of CBD or milligrams of CBD.
CBD don't do nothing.
No, I know. That's what. But it was THC. Both. Yeah, 5 milligrams. Yeah.
Okay.
My friend did end up saying, well, oh, unfortunately, I was doing the packets of it, which is only 2 milligrams. So there was a miscommunication there.
Yeah.
All right. We have some sad breakfast news. Twin Donuts in Alston closed yesterday after decades.
Oh.
Yeah, very sad.
That place has been there forever.
Yes, and of course they have their iconic sign. I believe Terp has the photo of it.
Right down the street. See it every morning on my way in.
Yeah, locals are trying to save the sign because it is so iconic. They have 40 signatures right now. We can hear from one local, Evelyn, on BZ.
We're all musicians, and we're often finding ourselves hungover on a Sunday morning after a show. And the only thing I really want after a show is a double bacon, egg and cheese on a croissant from Twin Donuts and a nice coffee with too much sugar.
Yeah.
Double bacon, egg and cheese on a donut?
On a croissant, he said.
On a croissant.
That is wild.
Have any of you guys ever done 23andMe?
No.
I did it for Pudge.
Okay, I've never done it either, but California Attorney General Rob Bonta is advising people who have submitted their DNA to 23andMe to invoke their state right to privacy and request that the company, which is facing bankruptcy, delete their genetic information because he's saying he doesn't know what they're going to do with the 15 million customers that they have stored.
This is somewhat alarming, I guess, for people because they have your DNA.
All right.
They have the DNA of 15 million Americans. Mm-hmm. They're going to go bankrupt. So somebody's going to buy their assets out of bankruptcy, and they're going to have 15 million Americans' DNA.
Right.
To do whatever they want with
it. I mean, you don't think they've already done whatever they want with it at this point?
I would assume, Shime, that they were prohibited from doing. Maybe I shouldn't assume that they couldn't do anything with it other than test people and find out about, you know.
Well, I would assume if they were, because I think a woman did this like with cats at one point, like you gather all this DNA and then you can send all the information to certain biological companies, let's say, and they can use that information to make different drugs and whatnot.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is spooky.
So you feel like somebody nefarious is going to buy this people's DNA, commit a crime, and then leave the DNA
there.
Yikes.
I guess. They blow my mind.
We are going to end with a TikTok story because doctors are once again warning about a trend that could kill you.
Okay.
So this is the TikTok egg hack. It's a money-saving hack from the Depression where they say you can keep your eggs fresh for up to 2 years.
So you dopes who get your medical advice from Twitter, I'm talking to TikTok, you and Shine.
Yep.
You're thinking that you can keep eggs for 2 years and eat them and enjoy them 2 years later.
Correct.
Because you saw it on TikTok.
Correct.
Yeah.
Now, the issue here is people aren't being told that this is only able to be used if the eggs are farm fresh and unwashed. Okay. So people are buying eggs just from the grocery store and thinking they can keep them for 2 years. Uh-huh. So we have the TikTok of them explaining what to do.
Okay.
You need fresh eggs straight from the chicken buttocks. Next, you need pickling lime. Next, you need a scale in your jar of choice. You're going to take 1 ounce of pickling lime to 1 quart of water. You're going to place your eggs point down. When you got your jar full, take your 1 ounce of pickling lime to 1 quart of water and pour it in. And make sure they're completely covering the eggs. We got my lid and ring. You're going to put those on tight. And there y'all have it. You just preserved eggs for as long as 2 years.
But that's not actual eggs, though, right? It's pickling the eggs, correct?
Right. I guess.
Yes, which is a normal process that's been known to humankind now for forever.
Right.
That's what you do with cucumbers. That's how you get pickles, as Wiggy learned.
But you can't do them. You cannot do them with store-bought eggs, is what they're telling you idiots.
Yeah. Can't you just buy a jar of pickled eggs?
Yes.
You could.
Make life easier on yourself?
You could go to any bar in Clinton and get them right there at the bar. Pickled
there you
eggs.
Go.
Right. Do bars still sell pickled eggs, or is that an Ask a Boomer thing?
Yeah, I was just going to ask, what exactly is a pickle
the
egg?
Only, the only pickle thing I know at a bar is a pickleback.
Yeah. No. When I was growing up and you would go to a bar room, they would have a big jar of eggs behind the bar in the pickle juice, and you could order them and eat them right there.
That is disgusting.
That is so gross. That bar must have smelled like farts.
Right.
People love pickled eggs, though. Yeah.
But what exactly, like, what does it taste like?
It's, I don't know.
And what is the consistency?
My mother-in-law used to.
I assume it's sour.
It's like an egg that's in, you know, has that pickled, that type of flavor.
Does it look like a hard-boiled egg?
It's like, when you take it up.
It's like, they take the shell off.
Okay.
And then they float them in the it's like a marinade.
Yeah. It's like people who like you ever eat deviled eggs? It's that type.
No, I don't. I really only consume eggs in an omelet form.
It's like the deviled egg consistency.
I love a good deviled egg.
Yeah, that's.
But only at Easter.
Right. But that's the consistency.
I just don't like any type of eggs that, like, you can actually see the form of an egg. Like, I need it to be in an omelet. I don't know. I think I'm eating like a chick.
You don't see the baby chicken's head in the middle of the deviled egg.
I feel it.
You feel it?
Yeah.
Have you ever seen like a...
You know, the baby chicken isn't developed yet.
I know. I was out to dinner on Saturday night with some friends, and they ordered the deviled eggs. And I said, that's disgusting.
Have you ever seen like the paled egg, like the white?
Yes.
That's all it is.
I know. I don't like that.
That skews you out?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Do you ever eat veal?
No.
Oh, you don't?
No.
So you've never ate...
That's a baby deer, right? Is it?
No.
What is what is a baby deer? Venison?
Venison is deer meat.
Okay, okay. That's when they say, like, you're eating Bambi.
Let her talk.
This is the best Courtney performance of all time.
But venison is Bambi.
Venison is deer. It's it's not often the baby deer.
Right. That'd be Bambi's mom.
Right.
Okay.
Veal would be a baby cow.
Oh. Yeah, no, I'm not a veal person.
So you
veal chops are delightful.
Courtney, you're a big salad person. You just eat the salad with the eggs in it?
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't like the way eggs smell. I don't really like the consistency of an egg unless
it's
in an omelet.
You realize that lettuce has been ripped from Mother Earth at a young age.
I have. Yeah, I do know that.
And you think it's okay to eat that, but you won't eat an egg?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Weird. All right. Is that it on the news?
Thank God, yes.
Okay. Excellent. Let's get to what is trending right now.
Do we have to?
Jones and Keefe. Weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Celtics beat the Trailblazers out west 129-116 yesterday. Jason Tatum had 30, while Sam Hauser was behind him with 24. No Jaylen Brown, no Kristaps Porzingis, or Drew Holiday. The Bruins fell to the Kings in L.A. 7-2. The Kings setting a franchise record with this win, their 14th straight home game without a loss in regulation. The Red Sox dropped one to the Twins 9-3. The Sox playing exhibition games in Mexico today and tomorrow. Tonight's game is at 9 p.m. You can listen to that matchup right here on EEI and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Some Red Sox news. One of the big three has made the opening day roster. Chris Cotillo tweeting out that reports are that Christian Campbell has gotten the nod. And when it comes to the March Madness, no games till Thursday for the men. One upset yesterday, 6-seed Ole Miss beat out 3-seed Iowa State. UConn women play their second round matchup with San Diego State at 8 p.m. this evening.
Speaking of getting the nod from Alex Cora, our guy over the weekend named as the number 4 starter. Are we doing the shirts for opening day? Dick Fitz, are we doing the Dick Fitz shirts for opening day?
I love it.
It's a great shirt.
I mean, I feel like Richard deserves that honor.
He definitely does.
I mean, he's worked his way right up to the number 4 starter during spring training.
Right. I mean, as they said in the OJ trial, if the Dick Fitz, he started.
Yes, okay.
For the love of mouth-watering tender roast, hurry to Shaw's and Star Market. Right now, B5 round roast or bottom round roast is just $3.97 a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 2 per customer. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
All right, Courtney. Good news, everybody. Sunset tonight, 7:01 p.m.
What? Oh, I love it.
After 7, sunsets are great, unless you have a toddler that thinks the sun's out means they should be wide awake. 36, going to rain today, about a half inch of rain. Tomorrow, it's going to be chilly.
This is Tom from Hull. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how you doing? I just got a car. I've been in my car for a while listening to you guys. I love you, Courtney. You're awesome.
I
just
you,
need
Tom.
To know, what did you drink the other night? Because I want to give some to my wife. You're on a roll today, kid.
Can I say what it is or no?
I mean, you just had a cannabis-infused seltzer.
Yeah, Tom, so message me offline. I'll send you the link.
Some suggesting you should have one before every show.
Let's be clear. I did not have one this morning.
Right. It's just the lingering after effect of it.
I have a question.
They hit different.
And I felt like awake. I was very well rested this weekend. I don't know what's, you know.
Where do they sell that stuff? Is it the grocery store or is it like only at liquor stores?
No, I think you have to go actually to the dispensary to get them.
I ordered it online.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
And they deliver it in Massachusetts?
And everything, or?
When they delivered? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they have delivery here in Massachusetts, Curtis.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, 60 wins on the table for the Boston Celtics, and you can talk about that all day long here on WEEI. We will talk about it with Mego when she joins us on Wednesday, our Celtics insider.
And Greg, we were, Ken and I on Saturday, were talking about the sale and what the number one story after the interview was with Wick on Friday, which was great get by you, Greg, was the future of the Celtics. And in a way that I didn't anticipate, a lot of people agreed with you, Greg, that the team should really not entertain any offers of playing outside of Boston. That with the Patriots, it's very different because it's the experience of the day.
Yeah.
There's 9 to 10 of them a year. You leave your house at 9, you're home at 7 or 8, and the drive is partly part of the fun that you're tailgating with buddies in a parking lot. Whereas with the Celtics, there's a lot of people that work downtown that just go to the game that if it was in, you know, Sudbury, they wouldn't be making the trek west of the city.
What percentage of those who are going to Celtics games would you guess is corporate related? I mean, is it 30%? Is it?
I would guess half.
You would say half.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
People are taking clients. Mm-hmm. Those who have suites for their company, I just...
Right.
Wiggy's fine with it in Revere or wherever.
It's still close enough to the city.
He was advocating for East Boston on Friday's show.
Or Everett.
Or Everett.
I mean, that's even though it's not in the city, it's still close. Like Sudbury, I get. But Everett, that's still close enough to the city where you could be there.
It's the Boston Celtics.
I get
We're living, you know, every week, the majesty, the complete sports majesty of the arguably the greatest franchise ever in sports.
No, I'm with you.
And it says Boston before Celtics.
Right.
It doesn't say Framingham before Celtics.
Right.
It doesn't say New England before Celtics.
No, I get it.
So I don't, if you are unable to find a suitable place to have a new arena in the city of Boston, then I would never move this basketball team.
Well, Wick told us that they make a profit with them being in the TD Garden, even though they lease and they don't own. So if the new owner is able to turn a profit, then you don't have to worry about the team, you know, relocating. But if he doesn't and he wants to be able to make some money, then you have to think that maybe he wants to build an arena somewhere.
You could want to do something all you want, though. I just don't see it happening quickly. Like, for an owner to come in here, a new owner to come in here and want to build a new arena, that's one thing. But to get the licensing, to get the people on board to actually do it, if you try to build a stadium, an arena in Revere, I'm sure the people of Revere are going to be upset about it, whether it's traffic or what else.
Yeah.
We could call,
but doesn't it create jobs?
For an opinion on that, we could get a proud, hardworking member of the Revere Department of Public Works on this show, Anthony Spaz Parziali. Probably working right now listening to the show. Good morning, Spaz.
Morning, Spaz.
But I don't know where in Revere it would be.
No, I don't. Like, the only reason why I thought about Revere, because I was thinking about where like the Amazon building was, and I know it was sitting empty for a while, and I'm just trying to think of places. Everett, obviously, we talked about. I think it's more of like, I guess the question would be to what's his name?
Chisholm.
Billy Chisholm.
I guess the question was, when you went into this and knowing, all right, I'm going to purchase this team, Was there, in your mind, in his mind, was there like, oh, I want an arena built within the next 10 years?
So, if you're a Celtics fan, you should hope that is the case, because it's either building an arena where you're going to get all the revenue or slashing payroll. Because going forward, whether or not, you know, they stay in the second apron or all those stupid intricacies of the contractual agreements they have with players, there's not as much room to grow doing things the way it's been done. Because we all agree expenses are rising with the cost of Jalen and Jason, and you're sharing your arena. And I'm sure they do well in revenue, but do you want to be top three or do you want to be number one? The Celtics should be the number one revenue team in the NBA. They have the best team. They're the defending champions. They're young. They're marketable guys. They got a player for everybody. I mean, I just...
Payrolls and salaries are just going up.
Right.
So, I mean...
How do you maintain that type of revenue to keep up with those salaries?
And you look at Jason Tatum's contract, right? And he's, what, 26 years old? 27? You know, what's the next contract going to be? What's the next contract going to be for Jaylen Brown? So when you start to look at players in the NBA today, those salaries are continuing to climb. And that's why I'd love to know, like, did he come in here? Was his plan like, all right, we're buying this team. We know the lease is up for the Celtics, and I believe it's either 2033 or 2036. Was his kind of thought process like, all right, I want to try to get an arena built within the next 10 years?
And I feel like the date of the expiring of the lease is not a big deal. Right. If they began today, it would be an upset if in 2033 the thing was ready.
Text from an everyday listener of this show, who I will allow to remain anonymous, just says Wiggy should learn the name of the new owner if he ever wants tickets.
Ooh. Uh-oh. It's all right. Chisholm, or Jones has a really hard time saying Chisholm in the midday.
I know his first name, William.
I just like to pass these things along.
Good morning, Sully.
Yeah, Sully, I know his name. I hope you're having a great Monday.
I didn't want to jack it up like people jack up my first name, Jermaine, and call me Jerome. True. That's why I asked what his name was.
It's amazing how that's your default every time.
Well, Curtis, that's what... people say, the list goes on and on every day, Jerome. So I didn't want to. I'm already not great.
Play action fake. Brady looks, throws in the end zone. Touchdown to Jerome Wiggins.
There's somebody who does it for a living.
Right.
You know? So I wanted to make sure I got it right. I know his first name is William.
Couple text messages on this on the Subaru of New England text line. And the texter says, there is never going to be a new arena. Why do you waste so much time talking about it? I don't know.
I've moved on from the new
arena.
That's
what we do here.
I've moved on from it. If Wick tells me that they make a profit from leasing and they're still profitable, then I've kind of moved on. And then the new owner, William Chisholm, is probably looking at it the same way.
I'm being accused of having an old head argument. That it should be the Boston Celtics in Boston because the 49ers are located 50 miles or play their games 50 miles from San Francisco. Yeah. So
football is just so different, though, because it's like a day-long event. Like, you go, you tailgate, you're hanging out all day. It can be a ways away from the city, but when you have 82 games or 162 games or whatever it is, you know, baseball, hockey, basketball, like, I think it needs to be in the city.
Don't the Detroit Pistons, they don't play, I don't think they're in Detroit. I think they're in, like, Auburn Hills or something like that.
And next year, so the payroll right now, according to Basketball Reference, I'm sure you can find it everywhere, the payroll for the Celtics this year is 193. Next year, it's 226. That's an increase of 37, whatever the hell that is. That's over $30 million of an increase in salary. Are they going to keep making up with that? You know what I mean? Like, it's...
yeah.
And these people buy industries. I know that he may not be utilizing the exact tactics you would use as a private equity trader, but that's how he was raised in business. And so he's coming in here. One would assume he would seek to maximize the investment he's making.
Yeah, I just think you and I differ on this a little bit, but I think that in this particular case, he knows what he purchased. Like, I think so. I don't know that he would have put this deal together and that others like Rob Hill would have put their money into it if their expectation was they had to have a new arena to make it work. I don't.
And all we can go off of is what we've heard from the actual people involved, and that's Rob Hale and Wick, and both of them seemed like the new arena situation
it was like a non-starter, yes. Basically.
So then why did this guy come out of nowhere? Why did we never hear about Bill Chisholm? Why does nobody in any industry know anything about the guy?
Honestly, there's room for one arena in Boston, not two.
I mean, this literally, a month before we were talking about the breaking news of the sale, it was they're having a tough time getting over $5 billion. Now they're at 6.1.
All right. Well, I would assume that there are a lot of billionaires that you don't know their name. They're not all...
No, it's not me. It's saying that the Wall Street, the people that do this for a living, reacting to the sale, were all caught off guard. Obviously, I don't know most billionaires in the world, but the people that do this for a living were surprised.
But if they didn't know him, what is that? What are you saying that
I think that this
you?
Was done by the NBA to make sure that they got a sale over $6 billion, and that was more important than the future of the Celtics.
So they went and found this guy.
Right, to put together a group where you have people that are incredibly credible, like Rob Hale.
But why? That doesn't explain why Rob Hale's in it.
Well, maybe he didn't want to partner with the other guys that were limited partners.
Well, yeah, I think he didn't want to partner. Maybe he didn't want to partner with one guy, but
right.
But I don't know anything. I'm just.
So, do you feel confident?
What?
No, you're just funny sometimes.
Why am I funny?
You are.
So,
yeah, I don't know anything, but
yeah. I don't know. Biggest lie ever told.
So, do you feel confident that, like, all right, this guy came into it going, all right, I'll probably never be able to build an arena, and I'm going to hold on to this thing for 20 plus years because that's when I'll really be able to make a nice piece of money on this investment, and that by doing that, do you feel confident they won't lose one of their two big superstars because they can't afford it?
I would assume that they're not going to lose one of those two guys over the next 5 years. Yes, okay. But I think you might, maybe you got to say goodbye to Porzingis. Maybe you got to say goodbye to Drew Holiday. I don't know.
Do you think the fan base will buy into what Wick was saying about the second apron being too onerous for teams to take on? Do you think they'll say, oh, I understand we have to get rid of Porzingis or Holiday, whatever, because of these rules? Because to me, that seems to be relatively weak. Like, okay, you can't get a mid-level exemption. Okay, you can't trade your draft pick. Well, they're going to be drafting between 25 and 30. Who cares about that? I feel like if you can do whatever you can to hold onto this team and suffer consequences in the future, the fan base would say, go for it. We have Jalen and Jason together at this time. We should win every year.
I mean, does that change in your mind if they win it all and they're looking at a potential three-peat? Like, I feel like you would be all in, and you'd have to be all in if you're looking at a three-peat.
Yeah.
I think it might be the opposite. I think if they go back-to-back, the fan base may be a little bit more patient.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's what Wiggy said.
Yeah.
You got to be worried a bit about Jalen, you were talking about, if they win back-to-back.
Yeah, it's easier to let one of your superstars go when you've just won back-to-back championships. And then say, hey, listen, the reason why is because of the amount of money. I mean, Wick brought up Paul George and the Clippers, and I think the Clippers paid him a bunch of money. They paid Kawhi Leonard a bunch of money. Then they built the new arena. Yep. And so if you're not able to sustain all of that and you have to ship one guy out,
Who knows?
Yeah, maybe
someday, sometime in the near future, you and I may be sitting here, and you may say, Greg, got a couple tickets for the game tonight.
Right.
Let's head out to the new arena in Worcester, and we'll leave at 3 p.m.
Yeah, but see, you
catch a Paw Sox game at Polar Park.
You keep going further and further away.
No, there was a caller on the show on Friday who said Worcester.
Yeah.
Second most popular city or populous city in the Commonwealth.
Right. Yeah.
Well, somebody also said
plenty of land out there.
It really is.
Tons of space.
The Twitchers like Bill Ricka Celtics. Yeah.
Somebody said Springfield.
That's close to me. I like that.
I mean,
they could put it at Restucia.
I'm not going like. I'm saying like greater Boston area, and when I said Everett, Revere, and I just happened to bring up.
Have you ever tried to go to the casino?
Yes,
at 4 or 5 o'clock.
Yeah,
I have.
Right, I have too.
It takes you 47 minutes
right.
from Boston to get
oddly
through
specific
to get through Charlestown.
Yeah.
I live two miles. I live 2 miles away.
Right, there's traffic everywhere, Greg.
Huh?
There's traffic everywhere. You said you left the Garden after the Celtics game, and it took you forever to get from the Garden to the Seaport.
Well, I had to walk, actually, which was a real problem.
But there is traffic everywhere in every city. No matter where a stadium is, you're going to deal with traffic.
But the best part is there is public transportation. I know we rag on it a lot, but the public transportation gets you right to the Garden.
The public transportation blows around it.
I know, the people
that are driving in from outside the city got to deal with traffic. It's just like, that's just the nature of the beast.
All right. We got to take a break. We will be right back. Courtney, at some point, maybe soon, we got to get an ick bracket update.
Yes.
We're heading into round two sooner than later. Am I right about that? All right.
Yes.
First of all, this is Matt from Lunenburg. Hello, Matt.
Hill Dog.
What's up?
I love new intro day.
Ah.
New intro day. That's your thing, man. Don't listen to your co-host, especially Courtney. She's cheesed out of her mind right now.
True.
There was a lot of disappointment this morning. I was thinking about it all weekend. I thought I had found a complete banger, and it's mostly disappointment on the part of you who listen to this show. So I feel like I let everybody down this morning at 6.
No, keep it up. And Shine, you of all people, you're an anime fan. What anime keeps the same intro every season?
Ooh.
You know?
Is that true, Shine?
I would say some of them have, a lot of them change. He has a point. A lot of them do change.
Okay.
But, I believe, I mean, the graphics generally change, but sometimes the song stays the same a lot of the time. Mm.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Think about White Lotus though. Everybody loved their intro. And then this season was the first one that they did a different one. People were outraged.
Were they outraged?
Yes.
Oh, I kind of like it.
No. People were outraged.
Ooh, Greg, next open for the show. I got to try an anime open. Mm-hmm. Maybe that'll hit with the people.
Please don't.
Oh, come on. Some of those songs rip, man.
This is DJ from Hyannis. Hello, DJ.
Hey, good morning, gang.
What's up?
I was just thinking about you guys are all complaining about movie stadium here, movie. You all live around all the stadiums. What about the people on the Cape that they pack up like they're going to Florida?
Okay.
Put all your money together and then come back over the bridges and do all that.
Yeah.
So the stadium moves, it's going to cost us. And
maybe we could rotate stadium locations going forward.
Oh, like Super Bowl.
Right. Like the Cape gets it for 6 months. They could build a new Celtic stadium in Plymouth, maybe.
Ooh. Great spot.
That'd be a good spot for it. It's the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
Tonight, you're going to be able to sit down and watch Celtic City Episode 4 and see the arrival of the great Larry Bird.
Right.
You got a little tease of it at the end of Episode 3. And you're gonna realize what that franchise has meant to the city of Boston for the last multiple decades. So I cannot see the Boston Celtics playing anywhere other than Boston.
And the more I think about it, they just did so much work around the TD Garden. And there's so much Celtics history embedded within what they've done, like the old parquet or the center court that they've kept the line.
Well, the parquet would go wherever the new arena is.
Right.
I'm saying, like, what the old garden, the footprint of that is, they still have the lines there to show where the old garden was when you're walking into the new one, like on the ground.
Wait, you talking about like where the Bobby Orr statue is outside?
No, like right outside. Am I going crazy?
I don't know. I'm not correcting you because I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking. Are you talking about outside, like where the Bobby Orr statue is?
Yeah. No, well, not where the Bobby Orr statue is.
So
but
then what side of the building are you talking about? On the, like,
I love this show from you, by the way.
No,
keep
I really don't. I just texted my mom and I said, I'm so embarrassed. Like, I'm going to go.
Are you talking
home
about
and
like on the backside of the building? The
no, I'm talking about when you're walking in, they have the line from where the
walking
old center
in, but
court
when
was.
Keep yeah, that. We I walk keep past saying, the Bobby Orr statue.
That's, yeah, that's
okay,
the,
but
yeah.
I'm just saying, they've done so much when they redid the new. Why am I even going?
Because
down this
you see walking in, so I'm saying, when you walk into the TD Garden,
yeah, the Bobby Orr statue,
that's the only way in.
Yes, but I'm saying, Never mind.
Please, well, no, we're trying to understand.
Yeah. Are you saying outside or inside?
I'm just trying to find it online so I could say it's the center. They have the outline of the old garden. They kept it there so that when you're walking in, there's a piece of history for the Celtics when you're walking into the new garden.
Oh. Right.
And
why would that keep them there? They could just leave.
I'm not saying it keeps them there. I just said they've done. I was saying they've done so much to make it not just about the Bruins, but also a lot of Celtics history that I think it would be a bad idea to move it. That's all.
Okay, I agree.
I had no idea.
I think I agree with you. I don't know until I get a couple couple seltzers deep.
Right.
I'm enough to really. Next time I walk into this, I'm really gonna look for. What am I looking for exactly? So I want to figure out what you're talking about. When I walk in.
What a long, strange trip it's been.
So I'll be looking for this on the ground. Around.
I have worked with Wiggy for 6 years. And I never thought that I would meet somebody who arrived at work higher than he did. That's you today. And you had the seltzer on Friday.
Yeah.
And the lingering effects are...
We're feeling it.
I'll tell you.
I told you I couldn't find an airport, so I feel your pain.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to follow
you. You know, they did all that work, like, on the parquet. Yeah.
No, that's not how I sound.
It's got to be arena that
no,
on the
it's
floor.
Outside. It is outside when you are about to get on the escalator.
Okay.
They have, like, the center court line.
All right. So right where you – so to the right of the Bobby – or statue where the escalators go, there's something on the ground.
Yeah.
Yes. They added that Celtics logo thing that's like on the top of the escalator.
Oh, yeah.
There's a Courtney is right.
Okay.
There is like a 3-point line that's vaguely there on the ground that signifies where the old garden
thank you.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What all I was trying to yeah. say is they, right. they've embedded
right.
old.
They did all of that work.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. They like painted the ground.
Yes.
Wouldn't it be weird if the Celtics moved to a different right. venue in Revere or Everett and you're just going to Bruins games, but there's Celtics stuff around?
Well, right. Of course it would still be there because that's the place of history. It'd be great.
Yeah.
So it's like when you go to Gillette, there's right. probably some area where the old Foxborough Stadium used to be.
I don't know.
Right. Like the place that Vinatieri kicked the 48-yard field goal in the snow. Or
right.
40, like it's now a parking lot.
I'm
but
sweating.
We all feel like it's there.
Right. Or maybe they have something on the ground that,
right.
you know, represent right. or right. signifies. What
yes.
is it?
Signifies.
Signifies. Right. This is where Adam kicked it from.
They have the Lonnie Paxton Snow Angel
ooh.
Still there.
Right. Maybe I could put down my number. I could paint it down on the
you
ground.
Could.
This is where
right.
I caught the ball.
So they just put up a plaque this weekend at an arena that says this is where Baylor almost made it to the Final Four against Florida.
All right. So now I know. I didn't even notice that. That was something that, Courtney, I'm glad you told me. So now I'm going to
go look for it.
I had no idea. Point line used to be in the TD Garden.
All right. We got to take a break.
Thank God.
All right.
Can we stay on till noon?
I am going to draw all my shades when I get home.
You need to do like a flush.
I need a darkness like a retreat is what I need.
No, you just need like to flush your system.
Yeah, no.
You got to get the poison out. I mean, I know it comes from the earth.
Right.
So technically, it's probably the
I'm going to try to book a sweat house today, I think.
Sweat it
detox
out.
A little.
I think I need that.
When you're done in the cold plunge, it's going to smell like a rope factory fire. All right, we'll be right back.